Good evening and welcome to the Cabazon Water District Finance and Audit Committee meeting for July 15th, 2025. It is 5 p.m. Let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated.
Roll call. Director Melissa Carlin.
Here.
Board Chair Terry Teacher.
Here.
General Manager Michael Pollock.
Here.
So up first, under the financials tab, we have the balance sheet. This is as of June 30th, 2025. It's the unaudited preliminary balance sheet. So some of the numbers might change a little bit when they go through all the audit stuff, but this is basically what it's going to be. So on line 5, we have the total cash and investments. That is for the Chase Bank, our cash, LAIF, and California Class accounts. That total balance was at $2,489,338. And then down on line 36, total liabilities. That total was at $695,085. Any questions on this page? Moving on to the actual budget. Again, this is as of June 30th, 2025. So year-to-date is 100% of the year. I will point out some that ended either way over or way under. So first is revenues. On line 7, we have the basic facilities fees. We had only budgeted for 2 3/4-inch services and 2 5/8-inch services. And this
thing's playing music.
I don't know why. I think they changed it, so I'll call on my phone. So.
Is it recording?
It's recording. I also have it recording on the tape.
That's fine. I just...
It's kind of like distracting.
No, it's okay. I just didn't know if it was recording.
Hold on, I'm on the move.
It doesn't bother me. Kind of mellow. Like me.
There. No, it kind of distracts me too when I'm like talking and I hear it. Anyway, so line 7, basic facilities fees. This is for new service connections, meter installations, and upgrades. And again, we had budgeted for 2 3/4-inch services and 2 5/8-inch services. We ended up getting a lot more than that. We made a total of $162,716, and that ended us at 358%. Down on line 12, we have the cell tower lease income. We had budgeted for $34,100. We received a $5,000 signing bonus in October for extending that lease agreement. So we ended a little over budget at 114%. And then on line 14, we have the Main Street yard sale. We had not budgeted for that at all because we weren't sure how quickly that property was going to sell. So that was just extra income of $168,000 that we didn't budget for. And then on line 18, we have the total revenues, which was at 121%. Now moving on to expenses. On line 26, we have total payroll. For that one, we ended at 96%, so just a little bit under what we had planned for. On line 30, we have meter testing and repair. We only keep $1,000 in that budget category just in case we have to do any major meter testing or repairs. I believe we only had 2 meters that we tested last year, so we ended at only 11%. On line 44, we have postage. That's just for mailing anything, the bills or just random mail that comes in throughout the month. We did end a little over budget at 126%. We just had more mailings that we had included with the billing, and also postage amounts had increased more than we expected. On line 46, computer services, for that one we ended at 169%. That does include the server upgrade that we did not plan for when we were creating the budget last year. So that's why that one ended a little bit over. And also we did sign a contract with a different IT company, so that annual cost is going to be lower from here on out. And any questions on this page?
No.
Moving on then. On line 54, we have the payroll slash bank service charge. So this one we ended a little bit over at 112%. The payroll fees ended up being a little higher than we had planned for. But for that one as well, we signed a new contract with another company. So right now we're using Paychex. We just recently switched to ADP, and that's going to be a much lower cost each year. So
it's, yeah, we got an email about.
Yeah. So you guys might have all received an email, all board members and all employees, about ADP. You can create your own like account so you can view your pay stubs or W-2s on there if you want to. You don't have to, but just so you know, that wasn't spam or anything. It was a legit email. And that's going to be at least $3,000 less per year. And then down on line 75, we have total expenses. For total expenses, we ended at 91%. And again, that number might change a little bit when they're going through all the audit, but that's going to be pretty close to where we end at. And then on line 79, we have the net income slash loss. So we had budgeted, we had planned to have a loss of $265,100, but we ended up with an income of $387,790. A big difference.
Yeah.
So we'll move on to the last page, which is capital projects. Part of the reason we did end so differently than what we planned for is because of the capital. I'm just going to call out a few of them, like line 5, we have the Bonita Vault, which I think I bring up every month. We had only budgeted $20,200 because we were expecting the project to be done last fiscal year, but there ended up being a lot of materials and other costs that got carried over into this year, so we ended at 294%. And then down on line 12, we have tank maintenance. That one ended at 115%. When we had got the quotes, actually when we had our tanks, the work done on our tanks the previous year, it was $3,700, but the price went up to $4,200 this year. And then I think it went up again to $7,000.
Yeah, $7,000 for the next year.
So it's just going up from here.
And which one was that?
That was for tank maintenance on line 12.
Oh.
So we're going to have two tanks maintained 1 year, the other two the next year, and then we're going to have a year off, and then we'll do two a year off. We'll just repeat that cycle.
Is that maintenance or painting?
Maintenance, yeah. It has to be inspected. Sometimes there's turbidity that builds up on the bottom, an inch or two of silt and sand, so they'll vacuum that out, make sure there's no rust or deterioration.
They dive down.
And so those were the district-funded projects. Now we have the grant and debt-funded projects. We had the Esperanza waterline improvements. That was done. That one's already complete. We're just waiting to be fully reimbursed for that one. And then we have the groundwater well improvements. That includes a few different projects under that grant funding. They finished the well to design, right?
Yes.
So that's going to be
that's
for...
Ready to go.
For well two to be rehabbed. They finished all the plans for that, and then we'll figure out if we need to pay for that in a couple of years or if we can get grant funding to actually do the work. And then that also includes that whole test well thing. They were looking for another property to have it on by the dinosaurs, yeah. And then we have the Hella Hydrants, so that project is complete, and we've been fully reimbursed for it. They did have to add some gravel to keep the dust from blowing everywhere when the helicopters came. And I don't know if they're going to be doing additional work for that as well. But that's all
they're doing. Are they doing that up there too?
They're doing both of them. So yeah, the fire department said they need more rock because it's still causing dust. So they're going to increase the diameter of the rock. And they wanted to put it all the way across the road. And it's like, no, you can't do that.
It's too hard to drive on.
Yeah, right. Plus, that road washes out and we have to maintain it, so the first time it'll be gone. So
yeah.
But all that cost is the contractor.
Right, yeah, at the cost of the contractor, nothing, the district won't pay for any of that.
And that's all I got, so if you guys have any questions?
No. No, I'm thinking. Okay.
Was there anything else that you wanted to talk about? I don't think we had anything else.
No, nothing on the finance, basically. Just a lot of will come up on the manager's update.
I'll bet.
I'll bet.
All right, so shall we adjourn to check signing?
Sounds good.
All right, let's adjourn to the check signing then. Do we have any public comments first?
Oh, yeah.
We have a lot of public here today.
Nope.
Okay, let's adjourn to the check signing then.
All right.